أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له، سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل، وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا. الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله، وكفى بالله حسيبا. صدق الله العظيم. After discussing the issue of choice that a believer would not have when Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had decreed a matter, and particularly in the case of the nikah of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha to Hazrat Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then the divorce that took place, the difficulty that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam apprehended, because then the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that he should marry the divorced wife of his adopted son. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through that momentary difficulty that he had gone through, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ مِنْ حَرَجٍ فِي مَا فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. There is no blame upon the Nabi, whether it was our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam of the past, فِيمَا فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, when they practice upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained for them, then they would practice it without any fear, and they will continue to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to most of the commentators, they have stated that here there could have been an objection. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already been in nikah with many other azwaj, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanded Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take on Hazrat Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala an. So that could have been some question that a person would have asked, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no blame on the Nabi. This has been the ordainment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he fulfills the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is, wa na'udhu billah, not a matter of personal desire or carnal desires, but it is the fulfillment of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed this before, that in the case of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more especially, and other Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished and desired that their lifestyle at home also be related to the ummah. And Nabi alayhi salatu was salam in particular, that he was the Nabi till the end of time, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's every sunnah had to have been recorded. And we know that we have a class of several students, and each student will take differently from the same ustad, from the same lesson, the same hadith, the same points that have been discussed, but we will find that each one, because of their own enthusiasm, will understand it differently, and all will be correct. And similar was the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that each one of the azwaj, each one of our mothers, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would relate different aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sunnatullah, Allah says that this has been the sunnah, this has been the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fil ladhina khalaw min qabl, in those that had passed before, that is the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also had gone into nikah with more than one wife, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and this has been the sunnah, this has been the method of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam of the past. Wa kana amrullahi qadaram maqdura, and the amr, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been ordained, and such an ordainment that will be fulfilled. In other words, Allah had already predestined this, such a predestination that was going to take place, and it took place in the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made reference to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam having slight fear for man. What would the pagan Arab say when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam marries the divorced wife of his adopted son? Then perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was just human in that aspect. He had also this fear that if he does this, then obviously they are going to taunt him. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's concern was, if that happens, then that may become an impediment insofar as the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was concerned. However, that was a personal matter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When it comes to the shariat, when it comes to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has made it very clear. And Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ, those people who deliver the risalat, that deliver the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ, and they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and they fear none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the matters of the shariat, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had fulfilled each and every message, fulfilled the right of delivering each and every message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this ummah without any alterations, without any additions, without any subtractions, and of course without any fear, because they feared only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices as one who reckons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes record, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the accountability. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.